Madam President, I move further proceedings under the roll call to be dispensed with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend John Ward from Prairie Community Church in Eden Prairie. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, we thank you for the privilege of leadership, and may we model ours after yours, just, merciful, righteous, personal, and sacrificial. Guide us to lead with service in mind. Encourage us to do what is right in our hearts. Guard us against fear and falsehood. Empower us to stand boldly, speak humbly, forgive readily. And then our leadership will be modeling yours, and your governing presence will be seen through ours. Let people see our good works today and glorify you. In your glorious name we pray. Amen.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted with the exception of reports relating to Joint Rule 2.03.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda and the addendum will be given their second reading. The seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. House bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Bills will be referred as indicated, given their first reading. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are authors of motions and will be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Has anyone seen Senator Kunin or Senator Bonhoff? There he is.
Madam President,
Senator Bonhoff.
I apologize. Madam President, I move that Senate File 2175 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance, given a second reading and placed on general orders.
Senator Bonhoff, is that your bill?
Yes, it is.
And have you spoken to both the committee chairs?
It's in finance right now. I have spoken to Senator
Yourself.
Cohen. Yes.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Madam President.
Senate File 2175 will be given its second reading. Senator Bonhoff.
Madam President, I move that Senate file number 1811 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and given a second reading and placed on general orders.
This is your bill?
Yes, it is, Madam President.
And I forgot to ask you, just give us a sentence about the bill.
So, Madam President, one of the bills is my e-poll book legislation, and that didn't have a fiscal cost, so didn't need to stay in finance. The other bill is the asset acquisition bill. In the same situation, there was no fiscal cost, so it didn't need to stay in finance.
All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate file 1811 will be given its second reading. Senator Coonan.
Madam President, I move that Senate file 2781 be withdrawn from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. And this is okay with both chairs. The bill relates to Greater Minnesota Business Expansion sales tax exemption, so it is a tax matter. And this is my bill, Madam President.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bonoff. Senator Bach. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move a recess of the Senate to the call of the chair. And members, we're going to come back a little bit later today after some of the committees have met just to pick up some committee reports, but wouldn't plan any votes other than that.
Before we take that motion, Senator Bach, Senator Sparks did want to make an announcement. Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Madam President. I would just like to recognize that today is the 17th annual FFA Day at the Capitol. FFA members from across the state are here to learn, advocate, and to meet with legislatures. I know it's a busy time, but you're all invited to room 300 north of the state office building between 11:30 and 12:45 to meet with them. And I'm sure many of these young people will be trying to meet up with their individual senators. So thank you very much, Madam President.
Senator Chamberlain.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Bach, do you have an idea about what time frame we'll be coming back?
Senator Bach.
Madam President, Senator Chamberlain, just watch your email. We expect it'll be sometime in the afternoon, not in the evening.
Are there any more announcements? On the motion to recess to the call of the chair, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess. Order under the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach. These are in Addendum 2.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in Addendum 2 be adopted with the exception of the report pertaining to Joint Rule 2.03.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on Addendum 2 will be read for the second time. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following members, senators, will be excused from today's session. Senators Fischbach, Han, Goodwin, and Pratt. Any other announcements? Senator Chamberlain.
Just a quick question, Madam President. Just clarification. Tomorrow we have session, two bills. Is that all we intend to do on the floor tomorrow?
To your question for Senator Bach?
Yes, Madam
President. Senator Bach, will you yield?
Madam President, Senator Chamberlain, the intent really of coming in is to move some additional committee reports through, and we're just putting a couple bills on just because we're here to get a couple non-controversial things cleaned up. I should say members should plan on a session, additional sessions next week, probably including Saturday, April 5th for next week.
Any other announcements? Then Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Friday, March 28th, 11 a.m.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.